بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our 21st session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Dr. Fa Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina. And we are continuing with lesson number 9. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, today we're going to try to complete that lesson. The remaining exercises from 6 through 17. Before we begin, I'd just like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself first of all, and for each of you, that He grant us success during this blessed month of Ramadan. That He give us success in doing those things, all of those things that are pleasing to Him, whether it's fasting or prayer, or reading of the Quran, dhikr and dua, giving charity and helping those who are in need of help. That He give us success in doing those things all the time, but especially during this blessed month of Ramadan. So for homework today, for today's session, inshallah, what we were supposed to do was to review the English key once again. And al-muraja'a, yani constantly reviewing and reviewing, is extremely beneficial. And then after that quick review, we're going to do a quick review of the English key. Then we're going to look at the remaining exercises and check your answers, read, translate, and check your answers to exercises 6 through 17. And inshallah, today we hope to complete this lesson. And so we'll be going on to lesson number 10. I realize that it is Ramadan and people are going to be extremely busy with doing many, many other important things, or at least doing more of those things during this month of Ramadan that will be a means of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, we're going to try to keep the homework assignments to a bare minimum. I mean, we're not going to overwhelm you, and try to break it down into daily homework assignments as we normally do, so that it won't be a burden on anyone and they'll be able to hopefully keep up during this month of Ramadan. And we're going to be worshiping Allah, but we want to continue learning. And we don't want to take weeks off so that we forget what we have learned. Okay, so let's start with a quick review of the English key, beginning on page 35. 6 points in this lesson. The first point is the omission of the noon in reference to al-muthanna and jam mudhakkar salim. Yani dual, words that are dual and words that are sound masculine plurals. Sound masculine plurals and dual words. After the alif or the ya or the noon, yani after the alif in yani muslimani or the ya in muslimaini, or the waw in muslimuna and muslimina, the ya, yani after these letters, there's an extra noon. That noon is omitted, it is deleted, it is removed when these dual words and sound masculine plural words are connected in idafa. That's the first point. The second point is in reference to the asma al-ishara. Previously we had the dual of hadha, which is yani hadhani, and the dual of hadhihi, which is hatani. So also note that the dual for hadha and hadhihi also begins with ha, yani hadhani and hatani. In this lesson we have the duals for ذلك and تلك, things which are far, masculine and feminine. ذلك and تلك. And note that the duals for ذلك, the dual for ذلك begins with ذل, يعني ذانك. When it's مجرور منصوب ذينك. And the dual for تلك begins with تا, يعني تانك and تينك. So for the things which are near, the duals for هذا and هذه begin with ها, هذاني and هاتاني. And for things which are far, for ذلك and تلك, masculine and feminine, the duals for them begin with ذا, for يعني ذلك, ذانك, and with تا, تلك, تانك. Okay, these two duals, ذانك and تانك, when they are منصوب or مجرور, they become, from ذانك becomes ذينك, and تانك becomes تينك. And that's the same thing with the dual for hadha, hadhani becomes hadhaini, and hatani becomes hataini. The third point is kila and kilta, which mean both. Kila masculine, kilta feminine. These are always in idhafa. So the word following them are always going to be mudhafa ilayhi, majrur, and it's going to be muthanna, a dual word. Since kila and kilta are generally treated as singular words, their predicate, the khabar for them, is going to generally be singular. Although it's permissible for it to be dual, but what is more common, mostly the predicate or the khabar that comes with kila and kilta is going to be singular. As far as the word that is mudhaf ilayhi, because kila and kita always use an idhafa, the word that comes as mudhaf ilayhi is going to be dual. The predicate is generally going to be singular, but the mudhaf ilayhi is going to be dual. And also we said that if that mudhaf ilayhi is a noun, kila and kilta are not changed because of it being yani mansub or majrur. But if the mudhaf ilayhi, the mudhaf to kila or kilta, is a pronoun, then it changes from kila to kilay, and from kilta to kiltay. Now, point number four is that these dual words, and jammu dhakr salim, yani muslimani and muslimaini and muslimuna and muslimina, when that noon is deleted, if they are attached in idafa to ya al-mutakallam, then what happens is ya al-mutakallam, when it is following an alif, as in muslimani, the alif when the noon is removed, or yani muslimaini, when the noon is removed, whenever ya al-mutakallam is connected in idafa to a word that ends with alif or ya with sukoon, then the ya al-mutakallam, instead of taking sukoon, it takes fatah. The fifth point is the verb atayati. Its fi'l amr is et. Originally, it is i'ti, as from jalasa yajlisu, ijlis, or rama yarmi, irmi. So originally, it's i'ti. But when two hamzas come together, the first one having a vowel and the second one having sukoon, the second one is omitted and the first one gets a compensatory lengthening of the vowel, becomes e or a or u. If that fi'l amr is preceded by a word or particle like fa or wa, then the hamza til wasl from the fi'l amr is omitted, and the second hamza, the original hamza from the word, comes back and it becomes wa'ati or fa'ati. And the last point that we had in this lesson was ha, huwa, tha, and all the different forms of pronouns for this type of expression, where we have the ism ishara, hadha, وهذه هذان هؤلاء, and so on. When we have these ism ishara divided with the pronoun huwa and hiya and hunna and nahnu and ana in between them. Okay, so this is basically a quick summary of the English key that we covered for lesson 9, and now we're going to go to the exercises, the remaining exercises for this lesson, starting on page 78, exercise number 6. Okay, so the first exercise, it says, page 78, exercise number 6, lesson 9, أضف الكلمة الأولى إلى الثانية فيما يلي. أضف, يعني place in إضافة. Place in an إضافة construction. The first word, الكلمة الأولى, connected in إضافة to الثانية, يعني meaning الكلمة الثانية. So they give us two words and they want us to connect them in إضافة. Okay, so these are just يعني two single words, not in a sentence. In the next exercise we're going to see the same type of thing but in sentences. In this exercise we just have two words and they want us to connect them in إضافة. The first word is either going to be a مثنى word, in which when we put it in the idhafa, right, muthanna words lose their noon, or it's going to be a jammu dhakr salim, a sound masculine plural word. Likewise, when they are placed in idhafa, they lose their noon. All right, so that is what this exercise entails, looking at the muthanna and the jammu dhakr salim, how when it is placed in idhafa, it loses its noon. Alright, so let's look at exercise number 6. Yani connect the first word. They're giving us two words here in each line. They're not numbered, but yani there are actually 9 sets of words. Okay. Each line has two words. We're going to connect them in idhafa, and keeping in mind that if it's a muthanna word, or if it is a jam mudhakkar salim, that we have to omit the noon when it's placed in idhafa. Okay. So the first one, they give us an example. Ibnani, two sons of Hamidun. Of Hamid, two sons of Hamid. So when we connect it in idhafa, it becomes Ibna Hamidin. Two things happen. Number one, the dual word muthanna, and likewise jam mudhakkar salim, loses its noon. And the second thing is that the second word, yani Hamid, when it's placed in idhafa as the mudhaf ilayh, becomes majrur with kasra. Okay, so again, they're not numbered, but I've numbered them from 1 through 9. The first one, bintani, two daughters of Rashidun, of Rashid, should become binta Rashidin, the two daughters of Rashid. The second one, nafidatani, two windows of al-ghurfatu, of the room. The two windows of the room becomes nafidata al-ghurfati, the two windows of the room. Number three. Muslimuna in idhafatu al-yabanu. The Muslims of Japan becomes Muslimu al-yabani. Number four. Banuna, yani the plural of Ibn, Banun, in idhafatu Israelu. The sons or the children of Israel becomes Banu Israeli or Israela. I'm sorry, because Mamnu min al-sarf, Israela. Number five, Babani, two doors in idhafatu al-madrasatu, the school. The two doors of the school become Baba al-madrasati. Number six, mudiruna, the plural of mudir, jam mudhakkar salim, in idhafatu al-madarisu, the schools. The principals of the schools becomes mudiru al-madarisi. Number seven, yadani, two hands, in idhafatu anta, yani meaning your two hands, the two hands of you. Here, the enter is the yani rough form of the pronoun, and we need in idhafa, yani the pronoun here in idhafa as the mudhaf ilayh is going to be in the place where it should be majrur. Yani all pronouns are mabniyun, but it's going to be yani fi mahalli jar. So we have to use the jar form of the pronoun. Instead of enter, we're going to use kaf, right? So, yadani in idhafa to anta becomes yada, losing its noon, plus anta becomes kaf. Yadaka. Yadaka. Ya yadani loses its noon in idhafa, and anta is transformed into the yani jar form of the pronoun, and because it's mudhaf ilayhi here in the place where it should be majrur, so we're using kaf. Yadaka. Number eight, abawani, the two parents, in idhafa to ana. So abawani in idhafa loses its noon, abawa, and ana is transformed into ya al mutakallam, the jar form, yani as mudhafa ilayhi. And we said that whenever yani ya al mutakallam is preceded by alif or ya with sukoon, the ya al mutakallam changes from sukoon to fatha, so it becomes yani abawani becomes abawa, and ana becomes ya al-mutakallam abawa ya with fatha. Number nine, the last one, aynani, two eyes, in idhafa to hiya, yani the two eyes of her, or her two eyes. Um, Aynani loses its noon because of idafa, and hiya is transformed into the jar form of the pronoun ha. Hiya becomes ha. Aynani loses its noon, and idafa to hiya becomes ayna ha, her two eyes. Okay, the same type of exercise follows in exercise number 6. If we turn the page, it says ثني يعني make مثنى الكلمات التي تحتها خط, the words التي which تحتها خط have a line underneath it, the underlined words, make them مثنى, make them dual في الجمل الآتية, in the following sentences. طيب, so they give us a sentence. We're going to read the sentence and translate it, and then we're going to change the word that's underlined from a mufrad word to a muthanna word. We're going to change it from being singular to being dual, and any other changes that have to be made. If there's idafa, the dual word loses its noon, and so on. Okay? The first one is an example. They give us the answer for it. Aina ammuka ya Ibrahimu? Where is your uncle, your paternal uncle, O Ibrahimu? So the word that's underlined is am. We want to change it to dual. It becomes amman. But because it's an idafa to the pronoun kaf, it loses its noon. So ammani becomes amma ka. Aina ammaka ya Ibrahimu? Okay, that one they gave us the answer for. Aina ammaka ya Ibrahimu? Number 2. Again, we're going to read these sentences, we're going to translate them, and we're going to look at what we have to do changing the underlying word to dual and any other changes that have to be made because of idafa. Number 2. Irfa yadaka, raise your hand. So the underlying word is yed. So yed in dual form becomes yadaini. Yadaini. But because it's an idafa to kaf, it loses its noon, so it becomes yadai. Ka irfa yadayka. And here it's yadain instead of yadan because it's mansub. It's the object of the verb. Yani maf'ulun bi mansub. So it changes from yadani to yadaini. Naam. Number 3. Mada qalat. We can add the kasra here because of iltiqa sakinain. ماذا قالت المرأة لبنتها? What did the woman say to her daughter? The underlined word is binti, li binti. So bint becomes bintani, but because it's the object of the preposition, it becomes bintaini. Bintaini, it's an idafa, so it loses its noon, becomes bintai plus the pronoun ha. يعني ماذا قالت المرأة لبنتيها? Number 4. غسلت رجلي. I washed my foot. When you change it to do, رجلي becomes, يعني رجل becomes رجلاني, or in this case رجليني because it's the object of the verb. غسلت رجلين. يعني مفعول به منصوب رجلين. Because it's an idafa to ya المتكلم, it loses its noon. So رجليني becomes رجلي plus ya المتكلم رجلي. يعني ya المتكلم when it's preceded by ya with سكون takes a fatha instead of سكون. رجلي. غسلت رجلي. I washed my 2 feet. Number 5. أهذا تلميذك? Is this your student? So tilmidh becomes tilmidhani. Tilmidhani, because of idafa to the pronoun kaf, it loses its noon, so it becomes tilmidhaka. Ahadha tilmidhaka, or yani hadha should change to dual as well, right? Because of tilmidha, it becomes ahadhani tilmidhaka. Are these two your students, your 2 students? Number six, خذ رسالتك. Take your رسالة, your letter. Here, رسالتك is the object of the verb. خذ مفعول به منصوب with فتح here. When we change it to dual, becomes رسالتين. Loses its noon because of إضافة. رسالتيك. خذ رسالتيك. Take your two letters. Number seven. باع أكاشة بيته. أكاشة sold his house. يعني بيته is the object of the verb. باع بيته. منصوب. يعني مفعول به منصوب بالفتح. We change it to dual. Became بيتيني. يعني as the مفعولن بي is منصوب, so بيتاني becomes بيتيني because of إضافة it loses its noon. بيتيه يعني باع أكاشة بيتيه. Number 8, هذا السوار ثمنه 100 ريال. This bracelet ثمنه, its value or price or cost is 100 reals. Here, يعني ثمنه مئة. مئة here is مرفوع as a خبر. Sign of it being مرفوع is ضمة. We change it to dual. يعني becomes مئتان. Because it's an إضافة to ريال, it loses its noon. It becomes مئتا. يعني هذا السوار ثمنه 100 ريال. Number 9, أعطيت الأجير 100 ريال. I gave the أجير, يعني the laborer, the employee or the hired hand, I gave the أجير 100 reals. Here 100 يعني is the مفعول ثاني, second object of the verb. الأجيرة is المفعول الأول. المئتا المفعول الثاني. منصوب with فتحة. We change مئتا to being dual. يعني مئتاني. But here because it's منصوب, مئتيني. And since it's an إضافة, it loses إضافة to ريال. So it loses its noon. So it became مئتي ريال. أعطيت الأجيرة 200 ريال. I gave the laborer or the employee 200 reals. Number 10. أخوه طبيب. His brother is a doctor. Change أخوه to do. يعني becomes أخوان. يعني أخ becomes أخوان. Because it's an إضافة to the pronoun who, become, it loses its noon. It becomes أخواه. أخواه. يعني أخواه, his two brothers are طبيبان, two doctors. Number 11, تبحث فاطمة عن أخيها. Fatima is searching for her brother. The underlying word, أخيها, يعني her brother. أخ, the dual of أخ, is أخواني, but here it is the object of the preposition عن, so it became مجرور, became أخويني. أخويني يعني is an إضافة to the pronoun ها, so it loses its noon. It became أخويها. تبحث فاطمة عن أخويها. Fatima is searching for her two brothers. Number 12, the final sentence. مات أبوه. His father died. The underlying word أبو, يعني its dual, is أبوان. But because it's an إضافة to the pronoun who, it loses its noon. أبوان becomes أبواه. مات أبواه. يعني his two parents died. The next exercise is also dealing with إضافة. يعني he's dealing with words. Single words, these are not sentences again. Single words first. إضافة of المثنى, dual words to يا المتكلم. Okay, so they give us some مثنى words. And they're going to be in إضافة to يا المتكلم, which reminds us of two things. Number one, that dual words, when they're in إضافة, they lose their noon. And number two, Ya al-Mutakallam, when it is preceded by an alif or ya with sukoon, instead of sukoon it takes fatah. So all of these dual words, they end with alif. Yani akhwan, ukhtan, abawan, sadiqan, they end with alif. Or if they were, yani majroor, mansoob, they will end with ya. Yani akhwain, ukhtain, abawain. Okay, so dual words end with alif or ya. They end with alif if they are marfoon, and with ya if they are mansoob or majroor. In either case, when they are placed in idafa and they lose their noon, they end with either alif or ya with sukoon. In which case, any word that ends with alif or ya with sukoon, when it's placed in idafa to ya al-mutakallam takes fatha instead of sukoon. Alright, so the instruction says, adif al-asma al-atiyata, connect in idafa the following nouns, ila ya al-mutakallam, to ya al-mutakallam, the first person singular pronoun. Wadbut al-ya bishakli, and make precise and exact the ya al-mutakallam in terms of its voweling. Yani meaning changing it from sukoon to fatha, because it's preceded by either alif or ya with sukoon. Elman bi anna ya al-mutakallam maftuhatun, keeping in mind or knowing, being aware that ya al-mutakallam is maftuhatun, yani it takes fatha instead of sukoon. Ma ismin akhiru, ma ismin akhiruhu alifun, yani keeping in mind that ya al-mutakallam is going to take fatha when it is connected to a word that ends with alif or ya sakina, or ya sakina. Alright, so this is what I just finished explaining, that ya al-mutakallam, if it's connected to a word that ends with alif or ya with sukoon, and that's all of the dual words are going to end with either alif or ya with sukoon, when they're connected to ya al-mutakallam, the ya al-mutakallam, not only do they lose their noon, but that's what causes them to end with alif or ya sakina, but the ya al-mutakallam itself now, instead of having sukoon, takes fatha. That's the point. These are just single words, and they're going to be connected to ya al-mutakallam, and we're going to see that when they lose their noon, they end with alif or ya with sukoon, and therefore the ya al-mutakallam, the pronoun, first person singular pronoun that corresponds to ana, takes a fatha instead of a sukoon. Alright, let's look at the first word on page 79, lesson 9. Exercise number 8. The first word is akhawani, two brothers. When it's connected to ya al-mutakallam, it loses its noon, it becomes akhawa, and ya al-mutakallam takes fatha, akhawaya, my two brothers. Ukhtani, two sisters. Ukhtaya, my two sisters. Abawani, two parents, becomes abawa, yeah, my two parents. Sadiqani, two friends. When it's connected to ya al-mutakallam and idafa, it becomes sadiqaya. Sadiqaya, my two friends. Zamilani, two classmates or associates. When it's connected to ya al-mutakallam, it becomes zamilaya, my two classmates or associates. Turning to page 80, yani two words remain from exercise number 8. Yadani, two hands. My two hands, yadaya. Aynani, two eyes. My two eyes, aynaya. Again, the rule here is what? That dual words and jammu dhakr salam, but here we're talking about dual words, when they are connected in idafa, they lose their noon. And therefore they're going to end with, when that noon is removed, they're going to end with alif or ya with sukoon. And ya al-mutakallam, whenever it's connected to a word that ends with alif or ya with sukoon, that ya al-mutakallam, the first person singular pronoun that corresponds to ana, meaning here my something, that ya al-mutakallam, which originally has sukoon, takes a fatha. That's what this exercise was about. The next exercise, we're going to see the same rule, but this time they're going to give us a sentence. Okay, this time they're going to give us a sentence. And we're going to have the connecting of a muthanna word to ya al-mutakallam, so that muthanna word is going to lose its noon, and ya al-mutakallam, because it's going to be preceded by alif, or ya with sukoon, it's going to yani take fatha. In the previous examples, the muthanna words were all marfu'un, and therefore they ended with alif. In this exercise, these words are all going to be mansub, or at least most of them are going to be mansub, and for that reason, they're going to end with ya, with sukoon. And ya with sukoon, when it's connected to ya al-mutakallim, the ya al-mutakallim takes fatha. Okay, let's look at them. The instruction says, page 80, exercise number 9, lesson number 9, أضف الكلمات التي تحتها خط إلى ya al-mutakallim وضبط الياء بالشكل. And he connect in idafa the words that are underlined. Connect them in idafa to ya al-mutakallim and make exact or precise this ya, yani with shekel, meaning with voweling, meaning that originally ya al-mutakallim has sukoon here, because it's going to be preceded by a ya with sukoon, or alif, it's going to take fatha. So the first one they actually explained for us. There are 10 sentences. The first one they explained to us. It says, غَسَلْتُ الرِّجْلَيْنِ, I wash the 2 feet. So الرِّجْلَيْنِ is the مَفُولٌ بِي مَنْسُوب. The sign that is مَنْسُوب is a secondary sign, ya, because that's the sign for مُثَنَّ words when they are مَنْسُوب. غَسَلْتُ الرِّجْلَيْنِ. So what happens here? غَسَلْتُ becomes غَسَلْتُ, when you connect it to ya al-mutakallam, غَسَلْتُ رِجْلَيَّ. Why? Because رِجْلَيْنِ loses its noon, it becomes رِجْلَي, and then you add to it ya al-mutakallam with fatha. So the 2 ya's from رِجْلَي and the ya al-mutakallam are joined together with shadda, and ya al-mutakallam takes fatha, so it becomes رِجْلَيَّ. Number 2. غَمَّضْتُ العينين, I closed the 2 eyes. Now I want to change it to I closed my 2 eyes. So العينين becomes عيني without the noon, and then connected to ya المتكلم, غَمَّضْتُ عَيْنَيَّ. عينين loses its noon, connect to ya المتكلم takes fatha, عَيْنَيَّ. دعوت الصديقين, I invited the 2 friends. I want to say I invited my 2 friends. So صديقين loses its noon, صديقي followed by ya المتكلم, صديقي. دعوت صديقي, I invited my 2 friends. Number 4. سألت الزميلين, I asked the 2 classmates. زميلين in idafa to ya al-mutakallam loses its noon, zamilay plus ya al-mutakallam, zamilayya. Sa'altu zamilayla, zamilayya, I asked my 2 classmates. Number 5, rafa'atu al-yadayni, I raised the 2 hands. I want to say I raised my 2 hands. So yadayni becomes, it loses its noon because of idafa, it becomes يَدَيْ followed by يَا المتكلم, when it's preceded by يَا والسكون, that يَا المتكلم itself loses its سكون and takes فتح. يعني يَدَيْن becomes يَدَيْ plus يَا المتكلم يَدَيَّ. رَفَعْتُ يَدَيَّ, I raised my 2 hands. Okay, this one, number 6. Actually, the dual word is going to be marfu'un because it's the mubtada, right? Al-ustadhani min Misra. The 2 teachers or professors are from Egypt. So here, al-ustadhani is the mubtada, it's marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is the alif, because the dual word muthanna, when it's marfu'un, it takes alif. Al-ustadhani. Al-ustadhani min Misra. Okay, now I want to say, my 2 professors are from Egypt, so أستاذاني, because of إضافة loses its noon. أستاذا followed by يا المتكلم, when it's preceded by ألف it takes فتح. أستاذا, أستاذايا, أستاذايا, أستاذايا من مصر. My two teachers are from Egypt. Number 7. أين وجدت الدفترين? We're going back to منسوب again. الدفترين is the مفعول به منسوب. Sign that it's منسوب is يا. That's the sign when the of the مثنى word. When it is منسوب, it takes يا. الدفترين. So I want to change it to أين وجدت الدفترين? Where did you find the two notebooks? I want to change it to where did you find my two notebooks? So دفترين, because of إضافة يا المتكلم, becomes دفتري, followed by ya al-mutakallam, which then takes fatah because it's preceded by ya with sukoon, becomes daftarayya. Aina wajadta daftarayya. Where did you find my two notebooks? Number 8. Innal akhawaini alimani jalilani. Indeed, the two brothers are alimani, scholars, jalilani, noble, are two noble scholars. The word this underline is al-akhawaini. Instead of al-akhawaini, I want to say my two brothers. So, here, yani, akhawaini becomes, yani, because of idafa, it loses its noon, becomes akhawai, and then idafta ya mutakallam, akhawaiya. Inna akhawayya alimani jalilani. Indeed, my two brothers are two noble scholars. Number 9. Zahabtu ila makkata ma'a abawayya. Ma'a abawayya. I think I made a note here. It looks like in some copies of this book they have, instead of the habtu, the habna. In any case, in my book it has the habtu. If you're using the PDF that we sent to the class, then it's the habtu ila makkata ma'a abawain. Ma'a abawain. And by the way, in the other book it has bi as-sayyaratain. So, what's happening here? ذهبت إلى مكة مع أبوين. I went to Mecca with the two parents. أبوين, I want to change it to my two parents. So, أبوين, because of إضافة loses its noon, أبوي plus يا المتكلم, أبوي with فتح. If we want to look at the other book, it said ذهبنا إلى مكة B السيارتين, and I want to say my two cars, B سيارتي. And finally, number 10, ضاع قلماني. Two pens were lost. ضاع قلماني. In this sentence, قلماني is the fa'il of ضاع. As the fa'il is marfoon, the sign of this marfoon is alif, because the dual word, muthanna words, when they are marfoon, the sign of them being marfoon is a secondary sign, that is alif. Ba'a qalamani, I want to say, my two pens were lost, so qalamani loses its noon because of idafa, becomes qalama plus ya al-mutakallam, taking fatah because it's preceded by alif. Qalamaya. Again, this exercise and the previous exercise is to remind us. In the previous exercise, we had words ending with alif, yani ukhtan, abawan, sadiqan, zamilan. And in this one, we have mostly words ending with ya, yani al-aynayn, al-sadiqayn, al-zamilayn, al-yadayn. And the point is that when these dual words ending with alif, or ya with sukoon, when its noon is deleted, aynayn loses its noon and it becomes aynay, ya with sukoon. Aynan, when it becomes an idafa, it loses its noon, it becomes ayna. So in any case, the dual word, when it loses its noon, it's either going to be ending with an alif or ya with sukoon. In either case, when that word that ends with alif or ya with sukoon is connected in idafa to ya al-mutakallam changes from sukoon to fatha. Okay, going to the next exercise, number 10. Now, exercise number 10, page 80. Lesson number 9, Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, first half of the book, Level 3. Exercise number 10 says, تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لكلا and كلتا. So here it is saying, reflect or contemplate, examine carefully, study the following examples for كلا and كلتا. These two words have the same meaning. They mean both. كلا for masculine, كلتا for feminine. And these are the marfu'un forms. When they are mansub, their form doesn't change if they are connected in idafa to a clear noun. But if they are connected to a pronoun, then when they are mansub and majrur, they change from kila to kilay, and kilta to kiltay, as we read in the English key on more than one occasion. Alright. The other things that we want to say about these words, and I think there's a note at the end of this exercise, so we'll look at the note when we come to it. But anyway, just so that it's clear in our mind as we're going through the exercise, that kila and kilta always use an idafa. That's one thing. The second thing is that these words are mostly considered to be singular, even though the meaning both, yani, is a dual word, right? But they are in Arabic mostly considered to be singular. And therefore, even though the mudaf ilayhi is going to be a dual word, the khabar or the predicate is going to be mostly singular. Alright, so these are the things we want to keep in mind. Kila and kilta. If they are connected in idafa to a pronoun, then when they are majrur mansub, they change from kila to kilay and kilta to kiltay. If they're connected to a clear noun, they don't change at all. They remain as kila and kilta. They are always used in idafa. The word that's connected to them in idafa is going to be obviously mudaf ilayhi. Majrur, it's going to be a dual word. Their predicate or khabar is going to be mostly a singular word. Though it's permissible for it to be dual, but generally speaking, it's usually Yani kila and kita are treated as though they are mufrad, singular, and therefore the khabar is going to be mostly singular. Okay, let's look at these two words, examples for these two words. Okay, so we have alif, we have two sentences, or two questions, and then ba, we have two more questions with answers. Okay, so alif. Alif is dealing with, the two sentences under alif are dealing with the word kila. And in how it remains as kila and how it changes to kilay. And the ba are two sentences dealing with kilta and how it sometimes remains as kilta and how it changes to kiltay. Alright, so let's look at first kila. Two sentences for kila. Alif. Aina akhawaka. Yani akhawaka originally is akhawan. Yani the dual of akh, right? Akhawan. But because it's nidaf, it loses its noon. So it becomes akhawaka. Aina akhawaka, where are your two brothers? Person wants to say both of them are in Damascus. Kilahuma fi Dimashqa. Both of them are in Damascus. Here, the word kila, even though it's connected to a pronoun, but because it's marfu'un, so it remains as kila. But if it was not marfu'un, if it was mansub or majrur and connected to a pronoun, then it would change from kila to kilay just as normal dual words. Yani bintan, bintain, waladan, waladain. Normal dual words change from alif to ya when they are mansub or majrur. This rule of the kila or kilta changing like a dual word is only when they are connected to a pronoun. If they are connected to a clear noun, they remain in one form, kila and kilta, all the time, no matter if it's marfu'un, mansub, or majrur. So here we are seeing, yani in the second question under alif, ara'aita al-mudarrisaini. Did you see the two teachers? Al-mudarrisaini, yani is the object of the verb ra'aita. It's mansub, maf'ulun bi mansub, sign that it's mansub is ya, because it's a dual, mufanna. Al-mudarrisaini. Did you see the two teachers? Naam ra'aytu kilayhima. Yes, I saw both of them. Here we see kila changing to kilay, like a regular dual word, and that's because the mudaf ilayhi is a pronoun. If it was a clear noun, it wouldn't change. Even though, yani it's mansub, because it's the maf'ulun bi. Naam ra'aytu kilayhima. As the maf'ulun bi mansub, because it's connected to a pronoun, it changes from kila to kilay. Under ba, we have two sentences and two questions for kilta, the feminine form of kila. Aina al-talibatani al-jadidatani. Where are the two new female students? Here in the sentence, al-talibatani is mubtada marfu'un. And that's why it has alif. And jadidatani is a not describing it. Likewise, the same, marfu'un with alif. Aina al-talibatani al-jadidatani. Where are the two new female students? Both of them are with the principal, the female principal. كِلْتَاهُمَا عِنْدَ الْمُدِيرَةِ. Both of them are with the mudir in her office. Here, كِلْتَاهُمَا, it doesn't change. Even though it's connected to a pronoun, it doesn't change to كِلْتَي because it's marfoon. It only changes to كِلْتَي if it's mansoob or majroor when it's connected to a pronoun. If it's not connected to a pronoun, it doesn't change at all. But if it's connected to a pronoun, and it's mansoob or majroor, changes from kilta to kiltay. But this is with two conditions. Number one, when it's mansoob or majroor, and number two, if it's connected to a pronoun. If it's not connected to a pronoun, it doesn't change. Okay, so kiltahuma and al-mudira. Second question, ayya surataini hafizta. Which of the two surahs did you memorize? Ayya, here is mansoob with fatah. That's why you see fatah, ayya. Because it's the object of the verb hafiztu. Hafiztu or hafizta ayya as-surataini. As-surataini is a dual. Yani it's mudaf to ayya. As mudaf, it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is ya, because it's a dual word. It's a secondary sign. When it's majroor is ya for dual words, muthanna. In the answer, hafiztu kiltayhima. Yani kiltayhima here is the maf'ulun bi, mansoob. And the reason why it's changing from kilta to kiltay is because, number one, it's mansoob, and number two, it changes when it's mansoob or majroor if it's connected to a pronoun. So here it's connected to a pronoun, so it changes. In the first sentence, kilta didn't change because it's not mansoob or majroor, even though it's connected to a pronoun. In the second case, it does change. It changes not only because it's connected to a pronoun, but because it's mansoob. Has to be mansoob or majroor. If it's not mansoob or majroor, it doesn't change, even though it's connected to a pronoun. And even when it's mansoob or majroor, it doesn't change if it's connected to a clear noun. So these are two things that have to go together. It has to be mansoob or majroor, and it has to be connected to a pronoun in order for kila to be changed to kilay and kilta to change to kiltay. It only does that when it's mansoob or majroor, and when it's connected to a pronoun instead of a clear noun. Okay, everybody had a chance to read this for homework and study it carefully. I hope that it becomes clear. If there was any lack of clarity, I hope it's clear now. Okay, let's turn to page 81. Page 81, we're still in lesson 9. Exercise number 10 continues with sentences, four sentences. These four sentences, what we're looking at, we're looking at the words kila and kilta, and we're looking at how they may change sometimes from kila to kilay and kilta to kiltay, with two conditions. They change only if they are mansoob or majroor and connected to a pronoun instead of a clear noun. Okay, the first sentence, abil arabiyyati katabta al-unwana and bil faransiyyati. Was it in Arabic that you wrote the address, or was it in French? Katabtu bi kiltayhima. I wrote with both of them. Yani, I wrote the address in Arabic and in French. Katabtu bi kiltayhima. I wrote with both of them. Here, the word kiltay changed from kilta to kiltay because it has those two things. Number one, it has to be either mansoob or majroor, and number two, it has to be connected to a pronoun instead of a clear noun. So here we have both of those cases. Katabtu bi kiltayhima. Here it is majroor, the object of the preposition bi, and it's connected to a pronoun. Number two, man minkuma maridun al-yawma. Which of the two of you is sick today? Man minkuma, from the two of you. Which one of the two of you is sick today? كِلَانَا مَرِيضٌ. Both of us are sick. كلانا مريضٌ. Here, even though it's connected to a pronoun, نا, it doesn't change because it's not مجرور or منسوب. يعني كلانا here is the مبتدأ. And the مبتدأ is مرفوعٌ, so it doesn't change. It only changes if it's منسوب or مجرور and connected to a pronoun. كلانا مريضٌ. Both of us are sick. Number three. من أين الطالبتان الجديدتان؟ From where are the two new female students? الطالبتان الجديدتان. So here we're going to use for both of them. We use the feminine form of كلا, كلتا. كلتاهما من الرياض. كلتاهما من الرياض. Here, كلتا is connected to a pronoun, but it doesn't have the second condition, and that is that it has to be منسوب or مجرور. In this particular case, it is the مبتدأ مرفوع. So, يعني even though it's connected to a pronoun, it doesn't change. كلتا, كلتاهما من الرياض. Both of them are from Riyadh or wherever. Or نمسا, as in, I think it's in some of the books, Australia. Sentence number four. أي المدرسين سألت. Which of the two teachers did you ask? Again, أي is منسوب with فتح because it's the object, the مفعول به, object of the verb سألت. سألت أي المدرسين. المدرسين is مضاف إليه. أي is always an إضافة. مضاف إليه مجرور. Sign that is مجرور is يا. المدرسين. The sign that is مجرور is يا because it's a مثنى word. The answer, which of the two teachers did you ask? سألت كليهما. I asked both of them. Here in this sentence, كلي is يعني the مفعول به منسوب. And as such, because it's منسوب and it's connected to a pronoun, it changes from كلتا. I'm sorry, it changes from كلا to كلي. From كلا to كليهما. Because what? Because it's منسوب and also because it is, along with that, it's connected to a pronoun. So in these four sentences we saw كلتيهما in the first one, feminine form, and we saw كلتا in the third sentence, يعني the feminine form when it's مرفوعٌ, and the previous one the feminine form when it's مجرور. And in the second sentence we saw كلا when it's مرفوعٌ, and we saw كلي when it is منسوب. Okay, exercise number 11 continues with this discussion of the word كلا and its feminine form كلتا, and how it changes, يعني when it changes from كلا to كلي or from كلتا to كلتي, and that is when it has to be either منسوب or مجرور, and along with that it has to be connected to a pronoun instead of a clear noun, otherwise it doesn't change if it's connected to a clear noun. 10 sentences they gave us here. Take a look at the time. Yep. Okay, 10 sentences they gave us here. The instruction says, page 81, lesson number 9, exercise number 11, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا كلا وكلتا. Answer the following questions using these two words, كلا or its feminine form كلتا. And of course, it may change from كلا to كلي or كلتا to كلتي if it meets these two conditions, that it's منسوب or مجرور, and along with that it's connected to a pronoun instead of a clear noun. Number one, أي القلمين ضاع. Which of the two pens was lost? ضاع كلاهما. Both of them were lost. Here, كلاهما doesn't change because it's the فاعل of ضاع. The فاعل is مرفوعٌ, there's no change in it. Number two, أي الكتابين تريد أن تشتري. Which of the two books do you want to purchase? Answer, أريد أن أشتري كليهما. I want to purchase both of them. Here, كليهما is the object of the verb مفعول به منسوب and is connected to a pronoun, so change from كلا to كلي. Number Ayya al-majallataini qara'ata. Which of the two magazines did you read? Qara'atu kiltayhima. I read both of them. Here, kiltayhima is the maf'ulun bi mansub. And because it's connected to a pronoun, it changes from kilta to kiltay. Number 4. Ayyu as-sa'ataini suriqat. Which of the two watches was stolen? Suriqat kiltahuma. Here in this sentence, kiltahuma is the naib fa'il. And as naib fa'il is marfu'un, so there's no change. It's not mansub, it's not majroor, even though it's connected to a pronoun. Suriqat kiltahuma. Number 5. Ayya al-lughataini ta'arifu. Which of the two languages do you know? Al-urdiyata am al-farisiyata. Do you know Urdu or Persian? A'arifu kiltayhima. I know both of them. Here, kiltayhima is the maf'ulun bi mansub. And since it's mansub and connected to a pronoun, it changes from kilta to kiltay. Number 6. Ayyu al-umlataini indaka. Which of the two currencies, yani monetary currencies, which type of money? The umlatain. Ayyi al-umlataini indaka. Which type of monetary currency is with you? Al-junayhu am al-dularu. Do you have the pound or the dollar? Indi kiltahuma. I have both of them. Yani junay and dular. Here, kiltahuma doesn't change, even though it's connected to a pronoun, because it's the mubtada muakhar, delayed mubtada, so it's marfu'un. Number 7. Ayyu al-mudarrisay, or ayyu mudarrisay al-fiqhi. Mudarrisay al-fiqhi. غاب اليوم. أي مدرسي الفقه غاب اليوم. Which of the two teachers, مدرسي, which of the two teachers of fiqh was absent today? غاب كلاهما. Both of them were absent today. Here, in this sentence, غاب كلاهما. كلاهما is the فاعل مرفوع. Therefore, there's no change in it, even though it's connected to a pronoun. Just a note here, that ayyu al-mudarrisay, yani mudarrisay was originally mudarrisani, or in this case mudarrisaini, yani because it's mudaf to ayyu, so it became majroor. Mudarrisaini lost its noon because of idafa to al-fiqh. Naam. And because of iltiqa sakinain, mudarrisay and al-fiqh, yani the kasra is added there for pronunciation. Ayyu مدرسي الفقه غاب اليوم. نعم. Number 8. أي البابين. أي البابين فتحت. Which of the two doors did you open? فتحت كليهما. I opened both of them. Here, يعني كليهما is the مفعول به منصوب. The object of the verb فتحت كليهما. Because it's mansub and it's connected, along with that it's connected to a pronoun, therefore it changes from kila to kilay. Number 9. Ayyu an-nafidhataini maftuhatun. Which of the two windows is open? Kiltahuma maftuhatun. Both of them are open. Here in this sentence, kiltahuma is the mubtada marfu'un, so there's no change in it, even though it's connected to a pronoun. And number 10, man minhuma dhaifun fil nahw. Yani, which of the two of them is weak in nahw, in grammar? Kilahuma dhaifun. Yani, both of them are weak fil nahw, in grammar. Here, kilahuma is the mubtada marfu'un, so there's no change, even though it's connected to a pronoun. Okay, here we're going to read the note that really discusses this particular issue. I mean, it's a subsidiary note that's very important. It says, كلا وكلتا اسمان لفظهما مفرد. these two words, kila and kilta, are nouns which the wording itself is mufrad. The wording is mufrad. Yani kila and kilta is mufrad expression in wording. Ma'nahuma muthanna. Even though their meaning, both means two, right? Even though their meaning is dual. The expression is a singular expression, doesn't have a muthanna form, but the meaning is muthanna. Wa mura'atu al-lafz al-mufrad, al-lafz, that it's, yani, the given attention or considering the fact that it's lafz, its wording is singular, it's not a dual wording like baytani or baytani or waladani or waladaini. Kila and kilta, yani, the wording is mufrad, singular. Even though the meaning, both is dual. Even though the meaning is dual, the wording itself is singular. Therefore, mura'atu lafz, given consideration to the wording, the singular wording, is akthar. Yani, this is what is considered most. Yani, that the wording, since the wording is singular, mostly we consider it as being singular. And therefore, yani, its khabar or predicate is going to be singular. Alright, so the wording is singular, the meaning is dual, but giving attention or paying attention or giving consideration to the wording being singular is more common, is akthar. Considering its love as being singular is more commonly what is done in the Arabic language. For example, you say kilahuma jadidun. So even though kilahuma, yani its meaning is both of them, we don't say both of them are two new ones. Al-akthar, what is more common mostly, is that we consider the predicate as, and we consider kilahuma as being mufrad, singular, so the predicate is singular. You say kiltahuma mujtahidatun. Both of them are mujtahid, hardworking, diligent. So kiltahuma, even though its meaning, both of them, but the predicate is going to be singular in consideration of what? That its lafz, its wording, is mufrad, singular. So that's the akthar. However, the note here is what? وَيَجُوزُ مُرَاعَةُ مَأَنَاهُمَا. But it is permissible to consider, to give consideration to the fact that its meaning is dual. That is permissible. So generally, the predicate is going to be singular, mufrad, because the lafz is mufrad. So the predicate or the khabar is going to be singular, as we saw in the previous sentences and the examples they gave us here. Both of them are jadidun. The predicate is singular. Kiltahuma mujtahidun. Both of them are mujtahid. So the predicate is generally going to be singular, and we saw that in the examples that preceded. However, it is permissible that its predicate can be dual in consideration of its ma'na, its meaning. Ma'nahuma muthanna, and therefore it's permissible to consider that meaning, the dual meaning of it, and make the predicate dual. And they didn't give any examples here, but we'll just give two examples of the examples they already gave us. They gave us kilahuma jadidun, so that is in consideration. Mura'ata, a love. That's in consideration of the love which is singular. But we could say kilahuma jadidani. Both of them are jadidani, new, two new ones. That's permissible, yajuz, in consideration of what? It's muthanna meaning. And the same way, kiltahuma mujtahidatun, we could say, in consideration of its meaning being dual, we could say kiltahuma mujtahidatani. That is permissible, even though it's not in that much common use. And mostly we're going to make the predicate singular, but it's permissible to make it dual. Okay, let's turn to the next point on page 82, exercise number 12, which deals with the issue of the ism ishara, the dual asma al ishara. And we're coming close to the end of our time. Let me look at the time for the salat. Time for the salat is 40. Okay, we still got a few minutes. Alhamdulillah. Go back here. Okay, so exercise number 12 is dealing with the ism ishara, the dual ism isharas for the things which are far. For thalika, yani its dual is thanika with thal. And for tilka, its dual is tanika with ta. Alright, so notice that the duls for the things which are far are similar to the singular. Thalika, thanika. Instead of lam, noon. Thalika, thanika. Tilka, tanika. And instead of lam, it has noon. But it still retains the thal from thalika and the ta from tilka. Thalika, thanika, tilka, tanika. So previously we had hatha and hathani, and hathihi and hatani. And the ha is retained from hatha and hathihi in their duals, hathani and hatani. Likewise, the thal is retained from thalika in thanika, and the ta from tilka is retained in tanika. So the dual of hatha is hathani, the dual of hathihi is hatani. That's for things near. And then the dual of thalika is thanika, and the dual of tilka is tanika, and those are for things far. They give us six sentences here that show us, yani the duals, and also show us that these duals, yani thanika, if it's majroor mansub, it becomes thanika, and tanika becomes tanika. Alright, sentence number one. هذا أخي وذلك صديقي. This is my brother and that is my friend. Number two. Dual of هذا, هذاني كتابايا. And the dual of ذلك, وذانك كتابا زميلي. هذاني كتابايا. These two are my two books, kitabaya. Wadhanika, and those two are kitaba zamili, are the two books of my classmate. Again, hadhani is the dual of hadha, and dhanika is the dual of dhalika. And kitabaya, yani ya al-mutakallam, takes fatha here because it's preceded by aleph, and yani the noon is deleted from kitabani, became kitabaya. And the same thing, kitabani became kitaba zamili. Number three. Hatani alhafilatani tasirani ila aljamiyati. Watanika ila almatari. Hatani, yani these two buses are going, tasirani, to the university. Watanika, and those two are going to the airport. So hatani is the dual of hadihi for something near, and tanika is the dual for tilka, for something far. Tilka, tanika. طيب, number four. لمن هذه الدفاتر? To whom belong these notebooks? هي لذينك الطالبين. They are, yani these دفاتر, they belong to لِذَيْنِكَ الطَّالِبَيْنِ, belongs to those two students. يعني ذَيْنِكَ is the dual of ذَلِكَ, but when it is مَجْرُور, يعني the dual of ذَلِكَ is, we said, is what? ذَيْنِكَ, but because it's مَجْرُور, became ذَيْنِكَ الطَّالِبَيْنِ. Number five. لَوْنُ تَيْنِكَ السَّيَّارَتَيْنِ جَمِيلٌ. The color of those two cars is beautiful. Here we have tainika, which is the dual of tilka, but here because it's mudhaf ilayh, it became majroor. So it's originally yani dhalika, its dual is tanika, when it's majroor tainika. Launu tainika as-sayyaratayni jamilun. Okay, so tanika became tainika because it's mudaf to launu, mudaf ilayhi, majroor, yani the dual of tilka. Number six. Qala Allah ta'ala li Musa alayhi salam. Allah the Most High said to Musa alayhi salam, fadhanika burhanani min rabbika ila fir'auna wa mala'ihi. From Surah Al-Qasas, 28th Surah, ayat. I don't know, is it 31 or 32? Naam. that Allah the Most High said to Musa alayhi salam, فَذَانِكَ بُرْهَانَانِ بُرْهَانَانِ, yani those are two proofs, مِنْ رَبِّكَ, from your Rabb, إِلَى فِرْعَوْن, to فِرْعَوْن, وَمَلَئِهِ, in his assembly. Okay, the point is what? ذَانِكَ is the dual of ذَلِكَ, is the dual of ذَلِكَ, masculine for things which are far, ذَانِكَ. Now, so these are examples of the use of the dual. Yani previously we learned hadha is hadhani and hadhihi is hatani. Now in this lesson we have dhalika is dhanika or dhainika when it's majrur mansub, and tilka is tanika or tainika. Exercise number 13. Da'a fil faragi fima ya'ati ismu isharatin munasiban lil ba'id. Yani put in the blank space and what follows? فيما يأتي اسم إشارة, يعني اسم إشارة, demonstrative pronoun that is مناسبا, that is appropriate for that which is far. Okay, so in other words, we're going to use the اسم إشارة for that which is far, whether it's masculine ذلك or feminine تلك, or if it's dual يعني ذانك or ذينك or تانك or تينك. So we have to consider a number of things. We're going to use, in the blank spaces, we're going to use the ism ishara for things which are far. But it could be masculine or feminine. Thalika or tilka. And it could be dual masculine or dual feminine. Yani, thanika or tanika. And it could also be majrur or mansub. So thanika could become thanika and tanika, tainika. All of that we have to look at. There are five sentences here only. Sentence number one. هَذَا بَيْتِي وَذَلِكَ بَيْتُ أَخِي. This is my house and that is the house of my brother. Again, we want to use the ism ishara for things which are far. هَذَا ذَلِكَ. Number two. هَذَانِي أَخَوَايَ وَذَلِكَ زَمِيلَايَ. These two are my two brothers. And those two are my two classmates. Okay, so hadhani is the rule of hadha, things which are near. We want to put in the blank space for things which are far. So the dual for things which are far, the dual of dhalika is dhanika. Dhanika, zamilaya. Those are my two classmates. Number three. Hatani bintaya watanika binta ukhti. These two are my two daughters and those two are the two daughters of my sister. Hatani is the dual of hadhihi for things which are near in the blank. Tanika is the dual for tilka for things which are far and feminine. Tanika. Number four. Iftah hadhaini albabaini la taftah dhainika. Yani, open these two doors and do not open those two, meaning those two doors. So, hadhaini, iftah hadhaini, yani, is the mafulun bi mansub. So, yani, hadhani became hadhaini. Iftah hadhaini, albabaini, open these two doors, the dual of hadha. La tafta dhainika, and don't open those two doors. Yani, dhainika is the dual for dhalika. Here though, it is the mafulun bi mansub, so it changed from dhanika to dhainika. Number five, ya waladu, ighsil hataini as-sayyarataini la taghsil tainika. Yani, oh boy, wash, yani these two cars, things which are near. Yani, hataini is the plural of hadhihi. Yani, it's originally hatani, became hatani because it's the mafulun bi mansub for igsil. Hatani, as-sayyarataini, la taghsil tainika. And here we want to put in the blank, yani, for that which, things which are far. So, yani, the plural for tilka is tainika. Here, it's the object of the verb, so it's mansub, so it became tainika. La taghsil tainika. Yani, tanika, tainika. The dual for tilka. Now, after this we want to turn to page 83, final page, exercise number 14. And these are all short exercises. Yani some verb forms and plurals and singulars, and just a final explanation about the verb, the fi'l amr form, ata yati. So exercise number 14, ati mudari'a al-afala al-atiya. Give the mudari form of the following verbs. Sahaba, which means to withdraw something. Yashabu, with fatah on the middle radical. Ghammada means to close. Yughammidu. Kafa, which means to be sufficient. It's mudari. Yakfi. Da'a means to be lost or to lose something. Yadi'u. Exercise number 15. Hati jama al-asma al-atiya. Give the plural of the following nouns. Arika, which means a couch or a sofa or a throne. Arika, it's plural. Araiku. With a single vowel. Mamnoon min sarf. Mablagh means an amount or a sum of money. Mablagh. Mabalighu is its plural. Ajir, which means a hired hand, an employee or a laborer. Ajir, it's plural. Ujara'u, like umara'u. Siwar means a bracelet or a bangle. It's plural. Aswiratun. Aswiratun, or also asara. Asawir. Asawir. The last word, hassa, means a period, like a period and in the day in school. First period, second period, third period. Hassatun. It's plural. Hassasun. Hassasun. Exercise number 16. Hati mufrad al-asma al-atiya. Give the singular of the following words. Hunud. Its singular is Hindi. Yani an Indian person. Dual. Its singular is Dawla, meaning a state or a country. Fawakih, yani its singular, Fakihatun, yani fruit. And finally, yani the Arabic explanation of the fi'l amr from the verb ata ya'ti. It says, al-amru min ata ya'ti is eeti, with elongation of the first vowel, eeti. Asluhu, i'ti. Yani its original form should have been i'ti, like rama yarmi, yani irmi. Should have been irmi, yani i'ti. But here, the first hamzatul wasl with kasra, followed by hamza with sukoon, when you have two hamzas back to back, yani it's transformed to one hamza with elongation of the vowel. Okay, so i'ti became i'ti, لكن الحمزة ولكن الحمزة الثانية it was omitted here, the first one, and elongated the first vowel e, the second hamza was omitted, and the first one, its vowel is elongated to e. However, the hamza الثانية of the original verb from أتى يأتي, that original حمزة أتى يأتي, it comes back تعود بعد الواو والفاء. Yani if this word follows waw or fa, yani the fi'l amr from ata ya'ti, then the original hamza from the verb comes back and the hamzatul wasl is omitted. It became wa'ti or fa'ti. ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ الْحَمْزَةُ الْأُولَى فِي هَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ تُحْذَفُ فِي النُّطْقِ. And that's because the hamzatul ula, yani the hamzatul wasl, is omitted in pronunciation. It's omitted in pronunciation. لاحظ أن حمزة الأمر تحذف في الكتابة أيضا في هذه الكلمة. In this word, not only is the Hamza al-Wasl not pronounced, but in this particular word, it's also not written. لاحظ, notice, أن حمزة الأمر, the Hamza of the Amr, the Hamza al-Wasl that's added for the fi'l Amr, تحذف is deleted في الكتابة أيضا. يعني not only is it تحذف في النطق in pronunciation, but it's تحذف في الكتابة في الكتابة أيضا. So it's not written nor is it pronounced in this particular word, the fi'l amr from atayati. So it became wa'ti or fa'ti. Yani in the word, in the similar word like rama yarmi, you have irmi, the hamzatul wasl remains. If you have waw or fa before it, you say warmi or farmi, but the hamzatul wasl is still written. In this word, the hamzatul wasl is not pronounced, nor is it written. So that's the explanation of what we read in the English key. This is the explanation in Arabic. And then there's a final note related to this. It says, Ata bi shay'in. What is the meaning of Ata? Ya'ati. Yani bi shay'in. Yani Ata means he came. Ya'ati is coming. But Ata bi shay'in, if you came with something, the meaning is Ahadarahu. Yani if you say Ata Muhammad, means Muhammad came. But if you say Ata bi al-kitab, it means he came with the book or he brought the book with him. Ahadarahu. Taqulu. ما أتيت اليوم بدفتر النحو. I didn't come today. B. يعني ما أتيت B means I didn't bring something when I came. ما أتيت اليوم بدفتر النحو. I didn't come today with the notebook of نحو. Another example of this في التنزيل يعني in the Quran سورة البقرة second surah 258 آية قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس. يأتي بي يعني to come with. فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب. يعني إبراهيم said يعني قال ذلك لنمرود. He said that to Nimrod. يعني إن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق. Indeed Allah comes with the sun. يعني he brings the sun from the مشرق, from the east. فَأَتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. So you bring it, come with it from the west. Make it to rise from the west. Allah makes the sun to rise from the east. Let's see if you can make it rise from the west. So we have two things here. We have the use of أَتِ بِ means to أَحْضَرَ, to bring something. أَحْضَرَهَا يعني أَحْضَرَ الشَّمْسِ. And also we have يعني the فعل أمر from أَتَى يَأْتِ if it's preceded by فَا or وَاو. It loses the Hamzat al-Wasl. It just became fa'ti, wa'ti, wa'ti biha, yani bring it, cause it to rise from the west. And we also have another note here, and that is a fine point that ya'ti bishamsi, yani shams is feminine. And how do we know it? Even if we don't know that it's feminine, we know it from this sentence because he says فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ ya'ti bishamsi. He comes with the sun min al-mashriqi fa'ti biha. So bring it, the pronoun referring back to Shams here is feminine. And this indicates that Shams, even though it doesn't have any feminine side, is a feminine word. And with this, we're going to stop here. And remind us that, inshallah, for homework this week, inshallah, we'll be starting a new lesson, number 10. And since it's Ramadan, inshallah, I'm going to try to make the homework assignment a little bit lighter than normally. I hope, inshallah, that's my intent. And may Allah grant me success in doing so. We're going to close here. With this exercise, keeping in mind that inshallah we still want to continue with our studies even if we have a little bit any lightening in the workload. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for each of you that he grants success all the time and especially in this month of Ramadan, yani to do whatever we do of good, all of what we do of good, that we do it sincerely for his sake along with ikhlas, and that we do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah recognize, reward, and record all of our deeds, and that he multiply them for us, that he pardon and forgive and overlook our shortcomings, and that he keep us yani firm al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we return to him, in a condition of being pleasing to him and pleased with him. Ameen.